Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Becky Wittish, Chairman of the Niagara County Legislature, and you're joining us live today on LCTV for our daily Niagara County COVID-19 update. We're also currently streaming on lctv.net and on 90.9 FM on your radio. We've also asked several of our local news stations and media outlets, of course, to join us in streaming this broadcast as well, or to use any clips that they would like to use later in their evening updates. So thank you all for joining us. You can also catch this video again later today. If you missed us live, it will be replaying on LCTV throughout the evening. You can also find it on demand on their website. Again, that's lctv.net under the Niagara County Legislature page, as well as on our Niagara County Facebook page, of course. So thank you for joining us. Today I have with me our Director of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services for Niagara County, Laura Kellerman, who will be talking to us a little bit about mental health and how to handle this crisis. But first I'd like to give you our daily updates. Here are the numbers that we have for today. The governor told us earlier this morning that in New York State there are now 75,800 positive COVID cases, with 1,550 deaths. Here in Niagara County, we do have 5 more positive cases as of today, which brings our positive total to 56, with 40 people in home isolation, 9 are hospitalized, and we now have 7 people who have recovered and are home doing well, which is very good news. Our heat map has been updated. There are only 3 towns at this point that don't have reported cases. I want to stress again that you still need to act as though the virus is everywhere. We know that it is. We believe that if we were able to do more testing, that those numbers certainly would be higher. You can find this heat map, if you'd like to look at it more closely, on the niagaracounty.com webpage. Right at the top of the page, there is a COVID-19 banner, and you can click on the link to see that heat map, which is updated daily. Today, the governor told us that it's his belief that to bring this to the end and get people back to work, what we really need is the development of a home test. That way we would know that people were testing negative, we could get them back into the workforce safely. But that test is just not ready yet. So let's put our hope into, you know, seeing that test soon and available. We will keep you updated, of course, if we hear more about that. He also talked about the 2 prongs needed in fighting this epidemic. First being hospital capacity, being able to care for these patients, and individual responsibility. Individual responsibility means staying home and really isolating yourselves from society as much as possible. That's why I've asked Laura Kellerman to be here with us today. Again, she's our Director of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services for Niagara County. Laura, welcome.
Thank you, Becky.
Thank you. I want to start with what the average person is going through right now. This is certainly an experience that we've never been through in our lives that can be difficult for anyone to deal with. Can you just talk a little bit about what it's like for the average person?
For the average person, you would expect people to feel anxious, people to feel nervous, sometimes afraid. there's a lot of unknown. And this situation is new, it's different, and not necessarily new and different in a good way.
Right. How about kids? Parents are home with their kids right now. Schools are closed. Parents are home from work if they're non-essential, working from home. How do you suggest handling talking to your kids about this and what they're going through? They probably feel a little bit differently or don't understand it the way adults do.
So there's a number of things that are happening. The first thing that's important for both adults and kids is for us to establish a routine that will get us through for now. So getting up every morning, and even if you're working from home or if you're home with children, getting up, getting showered, getting dressed where at all possible, having breakfast, lunch, and dinner around the same times that you normally would. Having consistent time for school. Kids are used to routines, and adults are used to routines, so we respond much better if we're in a situation where we're adhering to those routines. It'll also make it easier for us when we do go back to, at the end of all of this and at the end of, you know, this situation, when we go back to what is, you know, considered more normal life, if we maintain those same routines now, it'll make that transition easier. Kids are scared. So it's important for us to, for ourselves and for them, acknowledge our feelings, acknowledge their feelings, but also talk to them in fairly simple terms, in things that they can understand. We should limit, for our kids and for ourselves, our exposure to media coverage. Information is important, so don't get me wrong. I think that people should tune into the morning news. I think they should tune into LCTV. To get our afternoon 2 p.m. update, and maybe check out the evening news. But when you have that constant news cycle on in the background day in and day out, it makes parents and adults feel anxious. But kids, even if they're not actively watching it, they're going to be picking up on it. They're going to be hearing stories. They're going to be seeing the emotional pictures that they don't necessarily understand, that they don't have a frame of reference for. So information is important, but kind of moderating that and making sure that we're not overwhelming ourselves and we're not overwhelming our children.
That makes sense. And I think this is a good spot to mention again that people need to think about where they're getting their information from, especially with kids. If they have those devices and they're on social media, we see a lot of misinformation relayed that way. So I think kind of keeping track of what your kids are maybe paying attention to themselves and knowing that you're getting your information from a reputable source so that you can then help them answer the questions that they might have is something we all need to keep in mind. How about those among us who already deal with depression and anxiety, those issues that are going to be, I imagine, ramped up during a situation like this?
Absolutely. So some of the coping strategies that will help people in their normal daily lives also help people who experience anxiety and depression, which probably will be exacerbated during these times. Getting physical activity where at all possible can be very important. So whether it's walking, running, getting outside, bike riding, yoga, body weight exercises, all of that's very important because that gets our feel good chemicals going. If you want a good laugh, look up some exercise videos, some dance videos on YouTube, and you can either try them at home or you can at least amuse yourself by laughing at other people. I think that one of the things we also really talk about is how to connect with others. I'm not a fan of the word social distancing. I prefer to talk about things in terms of physical distancing. So staying away from people, maintaining that 6 feet of distance, staying home where possible, not going to restaurants, but it's possible to socially connect with others. My mother's 75th birthday was the other week. And I couldn't be there to sing her happy birthday. So I dropped cupcakes off on their front porch and went home, gathered the family, and through video calling, we sang happy birthday to my mom. I watched her blow out her candle, and we had cupcakes together. So there are ways to connect that will help any of us through this and help people who have anxiety and depression.
Good. One of the other big projects you and I work on quite a bit is the Opioid Task Force for Niagara County. Certainly you're involved in all of those committees that we have up and running. Do you get concerned about an uptick in substance use at a time like this?
emotions and feeling vulnerable can be a trigger for some people to think about using or to want to use. Being home, being bored, all of those are also triggers. So certainly we are concerned. There are things that people can do. People who have both mental health concerns or substance abuse concerns, most of our treatment providers are still open. They're still working. Most of them have just simply changed the methods by which they're helping people. All of our providers are engaging in telephonic work. So if you need, as a new patient or a new client, a counseling appointment, calling those providers up front, they can provide you with an intake appointment. Those intakes can be done via phone. Those intakes can be done by either Zoom or Skype type sessions. So there are group sessions are happening via Skype at some of our local treatment providers. So I really encourage people to continue to reach out to others, continue to reach out for help. Help is out there.
Wonderful. So again, that's a perfect example of the physical distancing versus the social distancing. Those treatment providers are finding new ways to connect. So don't be afraid to call them and find out what they're offering right now. You can still have that interaction with most of those providers that you would, just not in the same room together.
Absolutely.
So thank you. Again, I want to give out our crisis services number, 24/7, free confidential help. Of course, Ms. Kellerman and her staff are all there, you know, willing to help you, wanting to help you. They're available. It's 285-3515. Again, don't hesitate to call them if you're struggling, if you have a family member or a friend who you believe is struggling and you need some advice on how to help them. Give those staff members a call and they're happy to help. Again, it's 285-3515. And Laura, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
A few other things to mention, DMV. We get a lot of questions about DMV and how to handle your vehicles during this time. Inspections. This was a question we've gotten quite a bit, and we've actually just seen the governor in the last day or so give some more direction. Inspections that are expiring as of the end of March will be extended until further notice. So if your sticker is good right now and expiring at the end of the month or after that, no need to do anything. But if it already expired, if you expired in January or February, you were busy and you just didn't get around to it, and please know that that does not apply. This again is for inspections expiring at the end of March. So if it expired previously, you will still need to go get that taken care of. Otherwise, you can hold off until further notice. Another issue with DMV, people have been asking about their five-hour course. We have many individuals who have taken their pre-licensing course in anticipation of getting their driver's license and taking their driver's test. Please know again that that has been extended. If you have a five-hour course certificate that you have earned, that will still be good. You just need to make sure that once the restrictions are lifted, the DMVs are open, that you call and get that test scheduled when you're able to. Another question we're getting quite a bit is about Mount St. Mary's Hospital. If you've driven by, you might have seen the tents that are set up out front. And a lot of people were going with the theory that this was going to be the drive-through testing facility. Please know that that is not what that is. This is actually part of their patient surge plan. Each hospital has to prepare for an influx of patients that could occur as the peak happens with COVID-19, and that's how they're beginning to prepare for that influx of patients. If you'd like more information, you can certainly go to our Niagara County Facebook page. We have an article that was written about this tent situation specifically at Mount St. Mary's out in Lewiston. So head to our Facebook page if you'd like more information about that. That's really all the updates we have for today. We'll be back with you tomorrow again at 2 o'clock with updated numbers and other information that we know that you're looking for. Thank you all again for joining us. And remember, if you are experiencing some difficulties and struggling right now, please reach out to the Mental Health Crisis Services line at 285-3515. From there, please stay home as much as possible. Keep yourself away from other people where you can. Only go out for essential services, food, things like that you absolutely have to do. I'd ask you to keep in mind when you are going out for those things, it's not a time to take the family out on a trip together to the grocery store because you need to get out of the house. We all understand that people need to get out, but take a walk instead. You don't need to have the whole family go into the grocery store. One person should be doing that if that's, you know, a possibility. Have just one member go and the others wait. Again, keeping yourselves as physically distanced from each other as you can, even when you have to be out and about. So thank you. Stay safe, stay home, stay healthy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.